Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast on fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. My name is David and today we are going to have a look at the scout picks for game week 5, specifically the bus team that has been laid out by the editorial team. That of course is an expression coined by the Always Cheating podcast. It's the team of FPL team that you set just as the deadline's just passed, on the off chance you get hit by a bus. Fingers crossed that doesn't happen to any of you in the international break. And so that gives us an opportunity, looking at this team, to see what the early thoughts are for the editorial team picking the best players for game week 5 and have a look at some of the reasons why. Now, there's some information in here that, as ever, is from the Fantasy Football Scout members area. The international break, of course, is a fantastic time to sign up for that because we've got 4 game weeks worth of data in the area now, so fueling all of those tables and comparisons and shot maps and heat maps, etc. And you can still save up to 30% on those preseason prices, so make sure you get that sorted during the international break. Gives you something to do and helps you get ready for game week 5. But yes, let's jump into the scout picks to find out who the editorial team thinks are some of the best players to own for game week 5. A couple of rules that are always involved in this: the budget for the starting 11 is 83 million, so they can spend 17 million on the bench, which is largely the average price of your standard FPL bench. Of course, there's obviously the overall squad limit of 100 million and no more than 3 players per team, so it's effectively the same as free hitting from any given week to the next. Of course, you guys probably aren't going to use your free hit this time around, but finding out how many of your players are in the scout picks or the scout picks bus team is a good way of working out how set and ready you are for the next round of matches. And of course, because we're focusing just on game week 5, we will start off by having a look at the season ticker, which is another benefit of the Fantasy Football Scout members area, is having the full access to the fully interactive version of this. And what it does show is the teams that have the best fixtures in game week 5 and the teams that have the worst fixtures. So not going to be too much interest in West Ham, Brentford, Brighton, Everton, Wolves and Sheffield United with their difficult fixtures, and a little bit more interest this week in Fulham, who have the easiest fixture of the game week according to the season ticker. They're at home to Luton. Spurs are at home to Sheffield United, Nottingham Forest are home to Burnley, Chelsea away at Bournemouth, Arsenal away at Everton, and Aston Villa are at home to Crystal Palace. So those are the fixtures that we're largely looking at here, but of course form does come into things as well. And so there's a number of different categories here that the players have been mentioned by the editorial team, touted as players who may or may not end up in the scout picks. The bus team puts together what they think is the best option right now. And of course, if you want to find out what the final scout picks team was for game week 5, then do stay tuned to the Fantasy Football Scout website on Friday next week. The deadline, of course, this week is on Saturday, but on Friday is when you're going to see the full team either on site or on social media. They're the two places where you can find that. So let's start with some of the players that are very likely to make the team. And of course, we can't really go too much further without talking about a Tottenham Hotspur triple up, which is very much the foundation of this game week 5 scout picks team. Unsurprisingly, when you think about the way they've started the season, James Maddison's done very well so far. 2 goals and 2 assists in his first 4 starts in the Premier League for Spurs. But of course, Son Heung-min comes into consideration as well. He's now in this central role as a centre forward. He got his first goals of the season in that 5-2 win at Burnley. But of course, that was a hat-trick. He absolutely turned a lot of heads there and is very much in contention for the scout picks. And of course, the reason why it's good to have two attacking players for Spurs going up against this team, the Spurs playing this weekend, Sheffield United, who haven't started particularly well, is because so far, under Ange Postecoglou, 2.7 goals per game for Spurs. Very, very exciting. They clearly are a team that's going to score a lot of goals against a side such as Sheffield United, who rank bottom for shots conceded so far. So they're offering lots of shots, Spurs conceding. Spurs are scoring lots of goals. So having both Maddison and Son this week could be very powerful. And of course, Sheffield United haven't been doing particularly well at the other end of the field either, having shots on goal of their own. They're third worst for shots inside the box right now with a total of 23. And so Destiny Udogie also very much in the frame for inclusion this week. He's had 4 bonus points in Spurs' last 2 matches without necessarily always keeping a clean sheet, so that's worth knowing. Now, North London seems to be a focal point for the scout picks this week because, of course, Arsenal are involved as well. They won't be in London, of course. They're going to be away at Everton. Everton haven't done particularly well so far. 7 attacking returns for Ødegaard, Martinelli and Saka combined so far. So we're anticipating there being goals at Goodison Park. And so at least 1, maybe 2 Arsenal attackers are likely to be involved this weekend. So anyone who's still got Saka and Martinelli are probably in a decent position. Now, do we really need to mention Erling Haaland? I suppose we probably do, because we've still got to pick him. He has actually risen in price now. He's 14.1 million, justifiably so. 6 goals, 1 assist in 4 appearances. He's averaging 9.8 points per match. So he naturally is going to be involved when Man City face West Ham. So we move on to our second section of players now, those who are in contention rather than likely. So they've got a bit of work to do potentially to either break into the Scout Picks Plus team or hold onto their place in it. So interestingly enough, we've got some good fixtures, as we said, for Nottingham Forest and Fulham. And a couple of their players sort of come into consideration for game week 5. We've got Morgan Gibbs-White, he's a 5.9 million midfielder, and Andres Pereira, 5.5. They are going up against Burnley and Luton, respectively, 2 newly promoted teams. There, Gibbs-White has had four key passes in his last home match, whereas Pereira picked up a goal and an assist in his last 3. And so, with those two defenses going up against those relatively informed players, they're very much in consideration. But also, we have to also mention, and there's a lot of people already thinking about signing this guy because Forest fixtures are going to get very good very soon, is Taiwo Awoniyi. He has 3 goals in his last 4, and is quite a good alternative to Gibbs-White when you consider that it's very difficult to find room for new midfielders right now, whereas there seems to be a few more vacancies in the forward lines of some teams, especially if you still got João Pedro, for example. Now, the Liverpool attack, also worth considering this week. We've got Salah, obviously, always going to be in the conversation if he's still at Liverpool, because, of course, interest from Saudi Arabia continues and their transfer window hasn't closed yet. But Dominic Szoboszlai is very much being talked about by a lot of people right now. Some people are considering him as an alternative to Bruno Fernandes, for example. He's actually just 7 million, which is a lot cheaper than I had realised, to be honest. I'd kind of forgotten about him in the first few weeks. But yeah, he's doing quite well so far. 17 points in his last 3 matches. Luis Diaz also in the conversation as well. There's a lot of interest in Liverpool this week because, of course, they are facing Wolves, who haven't had the best start to the season. And Liverpool have actually been doing quite well. The 3-0 win over Aston Villa, of course, was shows Liverpool still got it. Now, whether or not Marcus Rashford and Fernandes have still got it, that is another question. If you haven't already had a chance to check out the video on the channel, having a look at what to do with Bruno Fernandes, do go to the Fantasy Football Scout YouTube channel, or if you're accessing us via your favourite podcast platform, you should see that further down the chain as well. So if you want more information on what Fernandes specifically you should be doing with him, because to be honest, from game week 6, I'm looking to buy him personally for my own team. A little bit of a spoiler alert there. They're naturally involved in the conversation for this week at home against Brighton, who are actually conceding big chances at quite an alarming rate. Sterling, Foden, Diaby all in the conversation as well. Ben Chilwell is very much in contention for the scout picks as well, we are told by the editorial team. He has blanked in 2 of his last 3, but amongst all defenders, he ranks 2nd for penalty box touches, joint 3rd for shots in the box. So he still has goal threat, and going up against Bournemouth, it would be very difficult not to back him for this particular one. We can be quite confident that he is going to start. Whereas we're not so sure what the starting situation is going to be at Arsenal. Arsenal defenders continue to be the subject of conversation, especially if you've still got Gabriel. I mean, at the moment, in my personal bus team, I'm starting Gabriel. But in the bus team for the scout picks, because of course they can pick whoever they want as long as they can fit them in the team, Saliba and Zinchenko are probably the ones who are standout from Arsenal, because of course going up against this Everton side that still haven't scored at Goodison Park yet, even though they've faced Wolves and Fulham. We mentioned Liverpool, of course. Trent Alexander-Arnold is a player who's worth considering for this week. 12 points in game week 4, and as long as he's fit, he stands a decent chance of maybe another double-figure haul against Wolves when you consider Wolves' attack and defence capabilities thus far. Now, we've been talking a lot about the time for investing in Newcastle, and it is very much creeping up on us, best evidenced by the fact that the editorial team are considering Newcastle involvement in the scout picks this week. Kieran Trippier is the obvious headline guy to go for. He's very good at picking up bonus points. But at 6.5 million, he is quite pricey. There is some interest in Fabian Scher, who actually has a bit of goal threat himself. He was afforded 9 big chances last season, more than any defender, and is quite likely to start against Brentford. And the reason why we're thinking about maybe 1 week early, of course, is that Mbeumo and Vissa, their form has mildly dropped off in the last couple of weeks. Vissa has blanked 2 games in a row now. Newcastle defence, despite the 3-1 defeat at Brighton, is still performing as one of the better performing defences in the league. And of course, getting in early on Newcastle ahead of game week 6 for people, maybe not the worst thing in the world if you're looking at your team and you don't know what to change. Matty Cash also involved as well in consideration for the Scout Picks bus team. Now, finally, goalkeepers in this contention section. We have to talk about goalkeepers because a lot of people are thinking about selling them this week because, of course, there's rumours about Turner maybe not being number one at Forest anymore. A lot of people have Pickford and looking for alternatives and they're quite happy with the rest of their team. So it's probably worth noting that we've got Leno in contention for the scout picks at the moment. Of course, going up against Luton next, who haven't exactly found their feet in the Premier League just yet. Turner's still kind of in the conversation, to be honest, because we don't have any strong indication that he's going to lose his spot. We just suspect he might. And when you consider that Forest are going up against Burnley in game week 5, they've just kept a clean sheet at Stamford Bridge, so they can easily keep a clean sheet at home to Burnley. It seems to be a good idea to maybe start him. In my personal bus team, I did start Turner ahead of Flecken. So the long shots now, these are just players who we think are probably going to not make it, but it's worth talking about them if you're looking for differentials. And I won't go into too much detail. If you want more detail on the credentials of these guys, head to Fantasy Football Scout website and find the Scout Picks bus team and you can find some information there. But Solanke, 6.5 at Bournemouth, 2 goals and 1 assist in 4 appearances for him. Carlton Morris as well. If you think that the fixture is good for Fulham, but arguably not bad for Luton if they're going to get their Premier League road show up and running. Doing it at Fulham wouldn't be too surprising. Matoma and March are going to be very much, I think, still in people's teams this week against United, who haven't started the season as well as they would like. Eze and Edouard as well for Crystal Palace. Good differentials so far and for good reason. They're in not terrible form. So that's the list of players that are largely involved. Appreciate that was a quite a long list, but some of those players you may have been considering, it might be useful to hear them talked about in consideration. This is what it means for the Scout Picks bus team for game week 5 at the moment. As I said, this could change next Friday, so do stay tuned. But for the benefit of the podcast listeners, I will list it off for you. And if you are watching us on YouTube or perhaps listening to us on a podcast, and you can maybe get in touch on social media. If you're watching us on YouTube, let us know in the comments how many people from the Scout Picks bus team do you currently have in your team, or how many do you intend to have once you've made your transfer? So let us know on that front. So Leno gets the nod in goal for Fulham with Turner on the bench for the Scout Picks bus team. Dogi, Chilwell and Saliba is the back three as things stand. Saka, Madison and Son, so we got that full Spurs triple up there, are joined by Andreas Pereira in midfield. And then up front it's Haaland, Watkins and of course Taiwo Awoniyi, as I mentioned. Gibbs-White does look good for game week 5, but can you fit him into the team? It's hard to do that with all these other midfielders around. Can you offer an alternative in the forward department for Nottingham Forest? Well, absolutely, yes, you can. More so than you would be able to do with Arsenal, Fulham and Spurs. So that's why Awoniyi gets the nod in game week 5. Bus team so far, which is really, really exciting to see because he's been on my radar for a while. He's someone I'm considering perhaps bringing in on a wild card in game week 9 when Forest fixtures get really good. So my eye is going to be on him this week, especially. And let us know if he's also in consideration for you as well. Well, I hope that was useful for you guys as you sort of stew over how the season's gone so far and make a few planning decisions in the international break ahead of the game week 5 deadline. As I said, some of the information that we talked about there is going to be only accessible in a real sort of more immersive sense in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, so make sure you get signed up before game week 5. And of course, don't forget to like the video, hit the subscribe button as well, and hit that bell notification also so you don't miss a single thing. The international break may be here, but there's still plenty of content for you to enjoy, including episodes of all the usual shows on a sort of international break special. And next week we'll be back to all of the usual stuff in terms of decisions around the next upcoming deadline for all those big shows. So make sure you hit that bell notification so you don't miss any of them. And with that, I will leave you fine folks to enjoy the rest of your international break, and I will see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.